It's been a red button issue in the US for the last few years. Fentanyl, a synthetic opioid up to 50 times stronger than heroin, with the overdose rate to match. And some Republican lawmakers have been ratcheting up the pressure on Mexico to stop it getting into the states, led by Senator Lindsey Graham.
Fentanyl is a killer, and the people killing Americans reside out in the open in Mexico. We're going to designate these groups.
He's trying to introduce legislation to designate Mexican cartels as international terrorist organizations and potentially authorize the U.S. military to head into the country to stop them. And Mexico's not happy.
These proposals are in themselves a lack of respect and a threat to our sovereignty.
President López Obrador was speaking in his Tuesday morning press conference. He wasn't addressing the U.S., but actually reading aloud from a letter he just sent to the president of China. Why? Because some fentanyl comes from China into Mexican ports, either as separate ingredients already fully produced, and is then processed and smuggled into the U.S. López Obrador's letter asks his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping for help in stopping that, but only after several paragraphs of denouncing the demands of the U.S. politicians. It's just the latest act in what's been largely political theatre. Senator Graham's proposal to send US troops into Mexico was never going to get off the ground. Likewise, President Xi Jinping of China is highly unlikely to intervene and stop fentanyl precursors from getting into Mexico. But it does give everyone the chance to beat their drum just before election season. Meanwhile, there is a real problem. Mexican cartels are doing big business with fentanyl, and the US government is talking with Mexico about how to stop them. The problem is that you can't stop one drug on its own without reforming a whole law and order system, says security analyst Falco Ernst.
To actually make a dent in a criminal group's capacity to operate in Mexico, you would have to fix very deeply rooted problems. And that includes getting corruption and collusion out of the judicial and the policing system and also of the out of the armed forces. So there simply is no such thing as a magic bullet to solve the situation.
So the outcome of all the talk? Likely some saber rattling until the political expediency is gone. Meanwhile, the laws of supply and demand keep the river of drugs running from Mexico into the US. John Holman, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.